Spellcaster Media presents.
And welcome to episode 128 of the Creepy Kingdom Podcast. A podcast all about the spookiness of theme parks, films, and beyond. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II. In this episode, we are bringing you all the details of our brand new, newly hot off the press announced Creepy Tour Orlando. That's right, you can join us for a week of amazingness in Orlando, Florida. This September 19th through the 26th, we're going to Walt Disney World. We're going to Universal. We're going to screen Foolish Mortals. We're going to Spooky Day in the Parks. We are going to be doing something awesome that we'll be announcing during the show. There's so much to talk about. There's a little tease, but you don't have to wait much longer because we're gonna start right now. So let's begin. Alrighty, I'm here with Evil Queen of the Creepy Kingdom, Miss Roxy.
Hello,
Tart.
Loyal subjects.
Hi, Roxy.
I like to picture that when I say that, they wherever they're listening, they say it out loud back. Hi, Roxy.
Do they sound like that to you in your head? Hi, Roxy.
Sometimes.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Maybe.
Well, I'm sure everyone just said hi back to you. And now that we've gotten the formalities out of the way, we're here to talk about a very exciting announcement. It's
a little drum roll like thing that we put in there. Imagine a drum roll thing being put in here, you guys.
Imagine it, because I'm not going to put it in there. But we are announcing the Creepy Tour Orlando 2017. Glorious cheers.
You guys, we're super excited about this. James and I have been talking about doing something like this for years, and now it's happening, and we are hell of excited.
We are super excited to bring this to you, to pull it off. So much fun. And in short, we've talked about this a little bit, about doing this on the show in the past, but if you haven't heard, what we want to do is have a group trip to Orlando during Halloween time, so that we can experience all the creepy Halloween goodness that Walt Disney World and Universal Orlando and a few other locations have to offer. So we're finally doing it, and we have so much to announce about it. We're going to get down to the nitty gritty. I don't know about the nitty gritty. We're going to get down to the nitty, not quite the gritty.
We're going
to
fill you guys in on the details so that you know that you want to come and you want to do this with us, because it's going to be so much fun.
It is. I mean, that's a given, right? But I don't even know where to begin. Should we start with like the high notes, or should we really go through what's going down?
Like, no, we'll start with an overview.
Okay.
Of what this is. I mean, you kind of said it, but. So you all, anybody listening loves like the creepy side of Disney and creepy stuff and haunted houses and whatnot. And you know that we do too. And so we wanted to do a thing where we got together with a bunch of listeners and friends and go to, Florida and do Universal and Halloween Horror Nights and Mickey's Not So Scary Party and all of that awesome creepy stuff with like-minded people. And that was like our original idea. And now we get to do it.
Now we're actually doing it. We have partnered with Storybook Destinations. They are a travel agency to help pull this off. We're very excited. They're a great travel agency. They're also putting on another event for the Disney Dish with Jim Hill. So these guys know what they're doing. So we're very pumped about that. And as an overview, we're going to go to Universal Orlando. We're going to go to Halloween Horror Nights. We're going to go to Walt Disney World. We're going to go to Mickey's Not So Scary. And we're also going to be going to an event called Spooky Day in the Parks, which takes place at Coronado Springs Resort and Walt Disney World. And that, the details of that are just going to blow your mind. But, you know, right off the bat, a part of this will be a screening of the documentary I keep talking about for the work on the past year. Foolish Mortals, the Orlando premiere, is going to be at this event. And this is an announcement right now that has not been made anywhere, that only listeners of the show are going to know. This next announcement is that we are doing the Creepy Kingdom podcast live at this event for the first time. We've never done a live show before.
It is going to be rad.
So that's the particulars of Spooky Days that relate to us, but we're going to get into more details as we go through this. But
because you guys, Spooky Days knows how to throw an event. Okay, like their event, they're just looking at the website, their event is off the hook. Like, it is so cool that we get to partner with them and like work with them and stuff.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, that was, we're kind of a match made in hell. I don't know. I was gonna say heaven, but we're spooky. We're a match made in,
you know, we should probably tell people before we like really get into it are the dates.
Oh, yes, that's important. Yes, so the dates are September 19th through September 26th. You know, check in September 19th, check out the 26th. So the core of the event are between those dates. It's coming up pretty fast. I know a lot of these things usually get, you know, they'll be planned months ahead, but this all really came together with a few days ago, in all honesty.
So it's only like a month away, but if you are near Florida, in Florida, or can get to Florida, and you love what we love, you know, the darkness of Disney and horror and stuff like that, you really, really want to be at this event. And James, they don't have to go for the whole time, right? They can pick and choose. So if they can't make it for the entire week?
Right, yeah. If you can't make it, if you don't want to go to Halloween Horror Nights, because that might be a little much for some of our listeners, this isn't like a one price, you have to do everything type thing. You just want to go to Spooky Days. You already have an annual pass, so you don't need to get tickets through us to the theme parks, whatever. Yeah, you could just pick and choose, but we want, if you could be to any of this with us, we want you there. We want you to sign up. We want you to be a part of this.
Yes, come and hang out with us. We love you guys so much. And the thought of getting to hang out in Disney World and in Universal with our listeners is just like a ridiculous opportunity. So if you can come for one part, cool. Come meet up with us. If you can come for one day, come meet up with us. If you can do the whole thing, we will be best friends by the end of it.
Well, that's for sure. I was going to say, that's quite a, we're going to go to war together. And again, you could do as much or little of this as you want, even while you're there. But if you want to go hard, like Roxy and I will be going hard, you're welcome to it.
Power bars and Gatorade, y'all.
We'll stop for meals. We're not going that hard. I've done that in the past, pulling those those crazy days. These won't be as crazy because I don't expect people to really sacrifice their well-being just for enjoyment. But
I'm not sure even I could like sacrifice that much of my well-being to do Disney how you have done it in the past. So anyone that has heard those stories, don't be afraid. Okay. We're not going like, I can't say that on the show. We're not going all out.
Right.
Like James does.
But we're going to try to pack as much as we can. I'm just slowing down the pace a little bit because I know that everyone is not, you know, as hardcore. If there's a demand for it, we'll do the boot camp version of the creepy tour for the extreme. I don't guess Roxy won't be on that one, but
I like sleep. I like to sleep and I like to eat. And oh, although, hey, it won't take me as long to get ready now. So that's a plus.
I'm going to explain why, because people don't even
know. Good about that. So 2 days ago, I got my face tattooed. I got a hell of makeup tattooed on my face. So my eyebrows, my eyeliner, my lips, and I got freckles because why not? Are all done. So basically when I wake up in the morning, I look like I have a full face of makeup already, which is going to cut tons of time off of my getting ready, which is great for events like this because nobody wants to wait 2 hours for me to get ready in the morning.
Wait 2 hours? You mean you don't want to wake up 2 hours early? Well, Roxy, now you are the only person that can literally say, I woke up like this.
Right.
But yeah, I guess we should also say, I don't know who else from the show is coming at this point, but this tour will be led by myself and Roxy. So we will be there holding your hand, holding your hand every step of the way.
We will be there to answer questions and hold your hand through the haunted house if you want. And I absolutely volunteer to walk with anybody that's very, very scared and hold their hand. I will do that.
See, nice. She's not all evil. And then she'll throw you in front of the scare actor.
It helps if you walk with people so that you can get behind them
right. When
people jump out at you, okay? It's handy to have human shields.
Right. Wow. Okay. There she is. All right. So let's get to it. The first part of our tour, we're hinting about it already, but we're going to go to Universal Orlando Resort. And that's going to be from the 19th to the 22nd. Included in this is a trip to Halloween Horror Nights. And we'll be visiting all three of the theme parks. And there will be group rates available for a stay at Cabana Bay. Now, Cabana Bay, I've stayed there twice already. It is one of my favorite hotels I've ever been to. It just happens to be the value resort at Universal.
Nice. But
there's no value. When you think of value, you think you're sacrificing something. I personally prefer to stay there over any other location. Other locations are very high-end and nice, but they're not. I love being in immersive, super-themed environments, and this is like a retro. Oh, there's like a spaceship going through your house.
And you really got to test this hotel at like the height of a stressful situation, and they handled it, you said, with like total grace. So
yeah, last year while I was there, it was during the hurricane, so we were on lockdown for 24 hours, and it was quite a lovely place to be. Plenty of food and good times. I was totally, I mean, you know, I basically just hung out in the hotel room, but I didn't feel like I was like roughing it by any means.
You didn't feel like you were trapped, like you were on lockdown.
Not at all.
They made it a really pleasant experience.
It was one of the few times that all the theme parks were closed.
Damn.
I don't know how many times that's happened.
Not many.
Yeah, so it was one of those days. So anyways, yeah, that's where we'll be staying. And again, you know, if you're local, obviously, you know, you don't have to stay, but it's why not? Treat yourself.
Right? Come on down. Hang out with us.
So
ladies, you can come to my room in the morning and we'll get ready together. It'll be fun.
Wow.
I'm just saying, like, if we're all going to be friends, then let's be friends. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
I will help you put on your lashes. Okay. Like,
going hard here. All right. So, but one of the first things, obviously, there's a lot of great things at Universal. I know, but a lot of listeners haven't gone there before. They haven't made a way to be able to squeeze it into their Orlando trip. But we're squeezing it in, all right, because we're going to be spending, I think, a day and a half in the parks, and including extensive time period in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. this is the chunk of our Universal time for sure.
I haven't been to Universal since 1998, you guys. I have not been to Universal Orlando since 1998. A lot has changed.
I don't think Islands of Adventure was even open then.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It's a totally new park. I'm so excited. Like, oh my God, you guys, I'm so excited.
Now, we're not going to tell you the itinerary, you know, because we haven't figured that out yet. And, of course, some things are subject to change, you know. But some of the things that we will be experiencing is that you could really immerse yourself for a good chunk of time in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter and not do anything else or see anything else. Because they have two lands within two of the theme parks that connects by riding the Hogwarts Express. We could literally go and live Harry's adventure, go to Diagon Alley, pick up some school supplies, go buy Gringotts as we ride Harry Potter and the Escape from Gringotts. But probably the best part about Diagon Alley, hands down, is Nocturne Alley. It is the evil alley where all the villainy lives, and we get to visit the store, Borgin and Burks. It's going to be amazing, and I feel like Nocturne Alley is going to be an area where our tour really just spends a lot of time. Or
right, I'm going to go hang out with the villains over there where we belong.
So awesome!
And I personally want to encourage everybody that comes on this to wear your house colors on this day. Because I will be there in my whole Slytherin getup, and I'm even probably going to make James dress up a little with me.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
He didn't know that. He didn't know that until this very moment.
You're
going to really,
buy some
really
outfits for me?
Yes, I will. I really encourage you guys to come dressed in, like, your house colors and whatnot, and we will just do, like, a... So, man, I bet there's going to be a whole lot of green and silver walking around.
Yeah, probably. Well, you never know. But yeah, no, we're gonna do that. Take the Hogwarts Express, go to Hogsmeade, hang out there, go to what I think is the number three greatest attraction of all time, Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey in Hogwarts Castle. I don't know if Dragon Challenge will still be open or not. Dragon Challenge is a roller coaster that it was originally Dueling Dragons before they added Wizarding World. So it's basically a re-theming of just a regular roller coaster, which is closing soon to build a brand new Harry Potter experience.
Ooh.
But maybe it'll be open. I don't know. But anyways, some other things I want to point out that are in Universal that we definitely want to hit up is the horror makeup show. It's really a one of a kind thing. I mean, they show you how to they do horror makeup. it's definitely a treat. The E.T. Adventure, this ride is incredible. And some people hate it. It's super dated. It's an opening day attraction at Universal Orlando.
Well, it's like a part of history. Like, I mean, you kind of have to, right?
Yeah, I have to. For me, the first time I rode it was when it opened in Universal Hollywood in the 90s. So I definitely have nostalgia, particularly for this. It's not in Hollywood anymore. But it also is... It's super creepy, man. It really is. I really love it. It's kind of like Peter Pan. Oh, it basically is like Peter Pan. You get on a bike, you fly over. Well, it actually is a complete ripoff of Peter Pan, the more I think about it. Because you start off and things are a little chaotic. Then you fly over a huge landscape that shows you're up high. But instead of going to Neverland, you go to E.T.'s home planet, which you never knew that you wanted to not go there. Because that's not in the movie, E.T.
No, he's not.
And that is a weird, trippy, bizarre, terrifying place, E.T.'s home planet. The Green Planet, I believe it's called.
I'm super excited. The only thing that I really remember about Universal Orlando, like the only thing that stands out in my memory, I'm sure I'll remember more once I get there and walk in, is the Back to the Future ride.
Right, and that has been replaced by the Simpsons.
Okay.
So it's the same vehicles, but now it's the Simpsons ride. So that's...
Yeah, and then I remember that there were like these giant props from some old movie, like where the person gets shrunk down and
Oh wow. Was it like a huge telephone?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I saw that. They had that in Hollywood too. Yeah.
Yeah. And I always wanted to say Attack of the 50-Foot Woman, but that's not right because that would be the opposite. But it was like one of those movies. But that's it. That's all I remember about Universal. So I am like stupid excited for this trip, and I really hope that locals come because like James is an amazing tour guide. He knows everything, but you guys know with like how I do Disney and stuff, I love learning stuff about where I am. So I'm really hoping that we have like locals come and join us who are just like fountains of information that I can just soak up during the day.
Well, I think at Universal we can kind of guarantee that. I do know because he told me is that Grant, who has been on the show a few times and talking about his trips to the Asia Disney parks, he plans to be there for these, and he's a Florida local. So
cool.
So I'm sure – because actually one of the things I was talking to him about was they have a new attraction, which is Jimmy Fallon's Ride Through New York or Escape to New York. I don't know what it's called. But it's a Jimmy Fallon attraction, and it uses a queueless ride system. And I was kind of talking to him. I was like, how do we work that into our itinerary? And he gave me some advice on that. But I won't bore the listeners with that. But yeah, so I'm already kind of a step, you know, in that direction that we were talking about, making sure that we get the, you know, the most out of our time. But, you know, another thing we definitely need to hit up, you know, don't worry, we won't miss this one, Roxy, is that we are going to go on Transformers the Ride, which I love. I really love this attraction. I've been on record as saying it. I don't love the films that much upon their base.
You know what? You just stop with that.
No. I'm making a point about how awesome a ride is. And I've heard other people say this too that don't like the films, but I have an affection for the cartoons and the toys from my youth. That it's still so much fun to be thrown into that world with these characters that you love, even though they're, you know, I guess it's not based on anything in any movie, but it's, you know, it's they look like the characters from the movie, but it's still independent of my rambling. I love this ride so much. They have it in Hollywood too. I've probably gone on this ride on both coasts more than any other Universal ride.
I have never been on it. Okay, you guys, I've never been on the Transformers ride. I have a Decepticon tattoo, and I have never been on the Transformers ride. This is like...
Well, then you're gonna like triple love it then.
Can we meet Megatron? Is Megatron there? Can we meet Megatron? Is that possible?
Yes. So, yeah, they have... I think they cycle between Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, and Megatron. And meeting Megatron, if you've ever seen in these viral videos, are... absolutely incredible. Whoever does the voice of Megatron.
I want to show Megatron my tattoo.
He'll be pleased. But I kind of want someone to like piss him off though, because I've seen videos of him just going off on people, and it's just it's absolutely incredible.
Cool. You can piss him off. It will not be me. Will not be. I'll try to get Prime mad at me though. I can do that.
He won't get mad. He's too noble for anger. Anger is a weakness.
I don't know. Did you see the one with Mark Wahlberg? Like, Prime got a little.
No, I've only seen the first Transformers film, so and that was enough for me.
Optimus had finally had it by that movie. He got
really?
A little
damn. He got sassy.
He did.
Well, I don't know if that sassy yes. translates to the parks, but anyways. So.
Amazing.
So yeah, another one other thing to point out in Universal Studios that is such a great ride is The Mummy. It is an indoor, mostly in the dark roller coaster with real fire effects. And it is the first time I rode it, the first trip I went when I rode that and Forbidden Journey, I was kind of fence about which one I loved more because I was just like, I really loved Forbidden Journey, but Mummy was so awesome. It was so unexpected because I had no idea what to expect when I rode it. And I was just like, wow. So it's up there. And, it's probably on the chopping block did that space. So I would, I definitely get it in now because it's been there for a long time. It's themed to the Brandon Fraser Mummy movies. And now they've relaunched the new Universal Dark Universe. I'm not sure what they're going to do with all that in the theme parks. So I don't know. Anyways. So then we have Islands of Adventure. We're going to hop in there. We talked about the Hogsmeade stuff. A really cool attraction over there is Poseidon's Fury. It's a walkthrough attraction through like a cave, and there's tons of magic special effects going all around you as you go through these little caverns and caves. You have a tour guide. It's not like a haunt where people come up and scare you, but it's that kind of walk through experience. And it's a very rare theme park experience these days. I feel like there was a lot more things like this maybe in the past.
Mm-hmm. So
definitely worth checking out. Also, we have Reign of Kong's Skull Island. That's the new attraction over there. Of course, we got to check that one out. And the other highlight over there is the Spider-Man ride, which I don't know. I mean, we're going to ride it. We're going to do stuff that's not all creepy, of course, but I'd say it's creepy because it's just nonstop Spider-Man villains trying to kill you. I mean, that's kind of creepy.
It's really not often that you get on a roller coaster and the point is that people are trying to kill you.
Yeah, you're just like, I remember one of the first times after coming back from Universal Orlando, I was like, I know the main difference between Disney and Universal is that every single Universal ride, there's just nonstop things trying to kill you.
That's awesome.
And at Disney, you go on a ride and something unmistakably goes wrong, and then it works out in the end.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the plot of every Disney ride, right? It's like, oh, we're going to do this. Oh, no, we're doing this other thing. How are we going to get out of it? Not quite killing you, but, taking you off your game a little. But they're just, like, coming at you on these Universal rides, especially the Spider-Man ride. I mean, they're just nonstop trying to kill you on this thing. So good times.
Awesome.
Very good times. So that's Universal in a nutshell. But then, of course, we're going to be going to Halloween Horror Nights, which is a separate ticket event at Universal Orlando, which is arguably the best Halloween event in the country. I've gone to it twice, and I went last year, and it was just so good. I go to a lot of Halloween stuff, especially with my girlfriend who reviews them. So I have I could get jaded, but their stuff is just so on such a huge level. And the thing that I like out of these Halloween events is I like to be immersed in these environments, and these Universal Orlando and Hollywood, for that matter, just really bring you into the movies that way no one else can. It is just
so
incredible.
I've never been to Halloween Horror Nights.
Yes.
So break it down for me and anyone else that hasn't done it. It's they have different like themed immersion areas, right?
Yeah, they call them scare zones.
Okay.
So And that's, scare zones are one of my favorite parts of Hollywood Horror Nights, because eventually you walk through these different areas and they're themed to different things that are going on. They have all these actors doing crazy stuff, and it's kind of like watching a, like a play or a movie like take place around you. It's a really awesome, unique experience. One of my favorite things from last year was a theme. It was called Vamp 55. And the theme of it was that a group of vampires had taken over and started killing a bunch of people in a 1955 homecoming parade.
Oh!
And it was absolutely incredible.
That's rad!
It was like, that scare zone was one of my favorite things of last year of anything I did Halloween. I loved hanging out in there because it was just like, people were just, there was like a play, like all these things were just unfolding all around you, and everyone was in character, and you know, these girls came up to me and they're crying and they're all bloody, they're like, they came, they killed everyone, and then a vampire would come up behind me.
And so just for people who don't necessarily love like actual haunted houses and walking through a haunted house and having people jump out at you from like dark places, that is not what these scare zones are.
No.
Right?
No.
These are very, very much a like a story and an experience. And so if you don't like, you know, actual haunted houses, you will still, or you would probably like this kind of stuff, right?
You would, yeah. I mean, some of the people will get in people's faces, but no one's like hiding and jumping out. You know, like, I mean, if you're nervous about doing these kind of things, you've never done them before, I'd say the less like response you get, the less likely people are going to come at you. You know, so, but, you know, if you're really jumpy and just someone in a costume getting your face scares you, this might be a bit too much, but it's still fun.
I know a lot of people who do not like haunted houses. They do not like walking into a haunted house with the purpose of people jumping out at them. But I feel like, because they do like, you know, like horror movies or The Walking Dead or stuff like that, like that this is a whole different type of experience.
Yeah, it is. So. It is. And it was, you know, I wasn't too into doing haunts up until a few years ago, just because I never really done them growing up. And I'm not really personally into being startled. So I was kind of like, I don't know if I want to do this. But I went to Halloween Horror Nights that year, because they did a house based on one of my favorite films, From Dusk Till Dawn, and I was like, I'm not going to miss up this opportunity, whether I like being startled or not. So I went, you know, and it was, you know, and at this point, I'm like so desensitized to it that I, you know, and because I've just been to so many things in the past few years that, you know, it's not really that big of a deal, you know. And I just like being in those environments. I love it. I love being in these dark, creepy environments. And yes, Universal. No one, like, it is hands down. We'll get to that a little bit in a second. But the scare zones are a fun place to go. Also, they have a show, Bill and Ted's Excellent Halloween Adventure, whatever it's called.
They do not.
They do. You don't know about Bill and Ted's. Well, I get to tell you and our listeners about it. This is hands down. This is like a, every year they do this show, which is like a, they just lampoon like pop culture of the past year. It's a complete, like, you know, comedy show that's always over the top. Every time I've seen it, I've loved it. It's definitely worth going to as well. Like, even, you know, there's nothing, you know, it's not a scary show at all.
I am a huge Bill and Ted fan, you guys. Like, somewhere in my garage in a box, I have a Wild Stallions shirt.
Wow.
Okay. Like, not even kidding. I'm going to find it and bring it with me. Like, I am a huge Bill and Ted fan. That's amazing.
Yeah. Bill and Ted's Excellent Halloween Adventure show. I assume it's coming back, because next thing I'm getting here is that at this point in the year, usually Halloween Horror Nights has announced everything that they're doing. They have been super quiet this year, much to the anger and upsetment to Halloween Horror Nights fans, as some of the Facebook groups I'm in. They've only announced three houses. In the past, they've had, you know, 9 to 10. So they're really slacking on the announcements. And the houses that they've announced, they're sharing with Hollywood. Hollywood's also having them, but the same ones that we'll get to in a moment. But there's been tons of rumors of what's coming, and I'm not going to go over that now. That's because who knows. But what I will say, we'll talk about the three that have been announced briefly. So they have announced that there's an American Horror Story house that is returning.
That's exciting.
So this debuted last year. Now, I'm not sure what's going to be in this year's house, because last year it was based on three seasons: the Murder House, Freak Show, and Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And Hollywood has announced that American Horror Story is coming back, and they specifically said that it's based on Roanoke. But Orlando has not stated that specific detail.
Cool. We don't know what the Orlando one will actually be about.
I don't know. It's probably going to be Roanoke. No, it could be anything. Because I mean, what's left there? Asylum and Coven, right? So. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's based on the season that's about to air.
Cult season that's about to air. I would love to see Coven or Hotel. Like, anything themed to those two. Those are my two favorite seasons. So I would just be, like, over the moon to see those two things. But really, any of them, like, I think would be really cool to just kind of be a part of for a little while.
Well, so. I could tell you that this house, American Horror Story House, last year was my favorite by far. And I'm not even a huge fan of the show. I've watched – basically, this is where I come with the show, is that I start watching the beginning of the seasons and then I lose interest. But it was enough for me to be familiar with what I was experiencing inside. So it was absolutely incredible to be able – I mean, the Murder House was the first one. That's okay. I mean, it's not whatever. But to be able to go through Freak Show and Hotel, like, that was just like.
Well, I'm a huge American Horror Story fan. I've seen every season at least twice, if not more, except for Roanoke, which I've only seen once when it was on. But I'm super excited for the American Horror Story. If nothing else, that's what I'm really excited for.
And I would say that's a headliner attraction. I mean, not just because it's a popular brand, but by the quality of the attraction. Like, it was my favorite thing, my favorite house last year. It was, I can't say enough great things about it. So whatever they do, I mean, it's probably not going to get better than that for me, since the imagery of Freak Show and Hotel was my favorite. As far as me, an environment that I'd want to go inside of. But great stuff. But the other two they have announced is The Shining and Ash vs. Evil Dead. So I'm super excited about Ash vs. Evil Dead. I love that show. It's probably a little bit much for Creepy Kingdom. I mean, it is absolutely hilarious. It is super bloody and gory. Again, if you've never gone to haunted houses, this is not the kind of haunted house where they're going to be throwing blood on you. I don't think Universal is going to be doing that, but I know there's no way that they could do the house without blood being all over the place, because it is a super gory show. But yeah, that's it. That's all we know for right now, so we can't really get too deep into Halloween Horror Nights. Is there any other like Halloween Horror Nights questions or things that you would have as somebody that hasn't gone before?
So it sounds like there's quite a bit to do and quite a bit to see.
Yes.
Can you get it all done in one night?
It's possible. It's tough. The event is from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Okay.
So that's a pretty
a good chunk of time.
That's a big chunk of time.
Nice.
At 2 a.m. is when they cut off the line, just like any other theme park thing. So you know, it's later than 2 a.m. is basically what I'm saying. Okay. And we were, Shannon and I were very determined to do everything last year, and I think that we did.
Okay, well, I'm very determined to do everything this year. So, and I just looked at the schedule that James sent me, and I'm very, very happy to see that the next morning does not start at 8 a.m. That
no, because I knew I personally experienced this. I experienced being out at Universal at 1 a.m. and it feeling like it's noon because it's still so hot. Like it was so humid. You're just like, I mean, that's, we can't control the weather, guys. Sorry. But,
so sorry.
And you know, there is a cooler time to visit Orlando temperature wise, but that's not when the Halloween stuff's there. So, so yeah, no, that is not an early rise morning.
Good. Y'all, he has me starting these mornings at 8 o'clock. Like, not like I have to get up at 8 o'clock. Like, we're meeting up at 8 o'clock according to this itinerary.
Well, the thing is that hotel guests get an hour early. Actually, it's even earlier, funny enough. We'll see if we do it or not. But hotel guests get an hour early access to the Wizarding World before the general public gets let in.
Oh.
And that's at 7. And I can tell you that I've gotten in there before 8, but I've never gotten there at 7.
Well, yeah, that's a rough one. We're West Coast over here. 8 o'clock in the morning over there is 5 o'clock in the morning over here. And I don't know if you guys heard me earlier that it takes me 2 hours to get ready to leave a hotel room. So
I may have gotten there at 7:45, which is enough to not wait in lines for one ride.
I am willing to suffer for this tour.
We'll see if we need to do that or not. We really haven't worked out our itinerary yet. So, and plus, we don't know if everyone is staying on site. So that's all speculative at this point.
when it gets a little closer, we should create a poll. What time should we start in the morning? Do you want to get there early? Do you want to get there at open? Do you want to give Roxy time to get ready?
There's no polls. Like, we need to be itinerary based on what we need to get done. This is not a democracy. Either you're in or you're out.
Not a cheerocracy.
No, it's not a cheerocracy either. A fun note. I don't know which one. They all blur together in my head. One of the Bring It On direct to home video sequels was filmed at Universal Orlando. So there we go. I'm a big fan of the direct DVD sequels of Bring It On.
I'm a big fan of Bring It On. So
I mean, I like Bring It On too, but I'm just saying I went deep. I was like, I'm going to keep it going. I'm going to keep watching these movies that have nothing to do with the other ones and have completely new stories. And they knock it out of the park every time. Anyways. So.
All right. So we have completed Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah. And we're going to be going to Halloween Horror Nights on September 21st. So if you just want to join us for Halloween Horror Nights, or you're already going or whatever, that's the day that we're going. So get ready for that. So the next day is a transition day. That's why we're not getting up and doing stuff, because we're going to be checking out of Universal, and we're going to be traveling across town to this little unknown place called Walt Disney World.
It's small, you guys. Okay, it's possible that you haven't heard of it.
After all,
it's small. It's a small place that we're going to, you know. But trust us when we tell you that even if you have never heard of it, you really want to check it out with us.
Yeah, check it out. It's going to be awesome.
It's a really cool place. It's really neat. Slowly, Walt Disney World. You can Google that.
Yeah, Google it. We'll put a link in the show notes. All right, so. Anyway, so yeah, we're going to be checking in, and from this date, this is September 22nd to the 24th. This is going to start phase two of the creepy tour.
The Disney phase.
Well, no, this isn't the Disney phase quite yet. This is the spooky day phase.
Never mind. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. Because now we're on the weekend, right?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
So this, we talked a little bit about this before, but this event is going to blow your mind. If you don't know about it already.
You guys, I literally found out about this last night, like right before bed, and like blow your mind is not an exaggeration for the things that Spooky Days has going on. So cool. So cool. Okay. Take it, James, go.
All right. So this is a kind of convention slash park meetup type thing, you know, a little bit of a mixture of both, I guess. That's going to be taking place at Coronado Springs from the 24th, sorry, excuse me, to the 22nd to the 24th. It was just announced that Foolish Mortals will have its debut at this event, Orlando debut, excuse me.
East Coast debut,
yes. They haven't set out their time schedule yet, so we don't know the time or what specific day. But what I do know is that there will be two screenings, so I assume there'll be one each day.
Makes sense. And you guys, on the subject of Foolish Mortals, I know that everybody who's listening to this is probably a Haunted Mansion fan, you know, so obviously you already have some kind of interest in it. But when people hear the word documentary, a lot of the times they kind of shut down because documentaries are boring.
Well,
okay,
the ones you watch, like,
they are like they're not always super entertaining. And I will admit that I was a little worried that the Foolish Mortals documentary was not going to interest me at all because I'm a Mansion fan, but I'm not a huge fan. And you know, I was a little worried. I was a little worried I was going to have to look at James and be like, dude, your documentary was boring. It is so not boring. I was in it, like 100% watching
wow,
this thing.
100%.
I was super interested. Like, I even put my phone down at one point.
Wow.
Speechless. Right?
Speechless. At one point, she put her phone down.
Y'all, that thing did not leave my hand, okay?
It's literally in her hand. She showed me on the video. It's Skype video. I mean, we're not really pitching Foolish Mortals during this thing. I think there's plenty of I appreciate your endorsement since you were not involved in the making of the film.
I was not involved in the making of it. I have absolutely nothing to do with Foolish Mortals except that, you know, James is my friend and I was honestly blown away, you guys. So if the word documentary makes anybody out there be like, no, I don't want to see this. No. Don't even, like, it was really good and really entertaining, and I learned a bunch.
Yeah, there's a little bit of backstory in there, but it's super fast paced. That was one of the goals I wanted. I didn't really want any lag time, and I don't think that there's any lag time in this movie.
Oh, you did a very good job. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I tried hard. So that's going down. And the thing we talked about before, we are doing the podcast live for the very first time at this event. So if that's not worth going to this for anything else.
Right. Come and hang out with us while we podcast live.
If you're listening to us at this point in the show, you definitely want to see us live. Right?
I mean think of that for a second. If you are a Creepy Kingdom listener, you know, and you know perfectly well that this show is edited before James puts it on. So you get to hear us unedited. I mean, there's that right there.
Right.
You know from the stuff that we've said that my facial expressions while we record are like a thing that needs to be seen. So you get to see that.
Yeah, I mean, we've never done a live show before. I don't know how it's going to go. It could get crazy. Things could get out of control, but I am super excited about this. And again, Spooky Day hasn't announced this yet, so this is but I couldn't keep this from you guys.
I feel like James is going to get me one of those shock collars, like, so that as we're recording, if I start to go off on something where he would normally have to like edit it out, just can't say that.
No, I, you know, I, you know, I don't. I think I'm just going to let it ride. You know, that's part of the fun of being live. Try not to curse too much, but
right.
There still might be children around, but I think I'm just going to let it ride. We'll see what happens. But that's awesome. Let's get into some more things that are going down at Spooky Days. I keep saying Spooky Days, but it's called Spooky Day in the Parks. But that's a lot of syllables, so I'll just say it. So it's Spooky Day, singular. So they're going to have what they're calling the Spooky Day Bazaar, which is that's the convention-type area with a whole bunch of vendors selling a whole bunch of awesome stuff. We're going to have a table there.
Shopping, you guys.
This is it. This
so
is
much shopping.
So much creepy Disney shopping fun. You're going to lose your minds, guys.
And we're going to have a table so you can come and you can see us and you can buy our stuff.
You could if you want. We'll be there. We'll be selling a few things. And I don't know when we are going to be there in particular. We'll work all that out because I'm sure we're going to be running around and do different things like we have. But whatever. But, I mean, if you're on the tour, you'll be hanging out with us the whole time. You probably want to get away from us for a little while.
So you can go shop. We'll let you leave our side to go shop. Okay.
I also want to point out that during Spooky Days, there won't be a creepy tour itinerary, as we will not be able to lead it because we are going to be doing all these things. So this is kind of definitely a free-for-all, but there's so much going on. You have the shopping, which is super awesome. Then they have this event. This is going to blow you guys' mind if you don't know about it already.
God.
They are hosting a private party at the Tower of Terror. And let me read the description here.
Let that sink in for a minute, you guys. Just like, because I had like a moment where I had to like really let that sink in and think about what that meant. A private party at Tower of Terror in Hollywood Studios. Private party. That's in it. Tower of Terror. It took a minute for like for that to really sink in about what that really meant.
I know everyone on the West Coast they're missing their Tower of Terror. Well, come on out. And if you've been on the West Coast and if you have not been to Walt Disney World, this is the time to go. It's time for you to enter the fifth dimension. You've been deprived of it in DCA. It's here waiting for you. But let's talk about this private party. I'm just going to read the description. Spooky Day in the Parks presents an exclusive, very limited private cocktail and dessert party at the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Join us for an after-hours private party sure to make any villain scream. This special event takes place after the park closes, during the magic hours. No one knows what haunts await us at the Tower of Terror. The private party at the Tower of Terror includes after-hours park access to the Tower of Terror courtyard, open bar with your choice of beer, wine, or very spooky cocktail made especially for Spooky Day guests, unlimited villain-themed dessert bar, private access and unlimited rides on the Tower of Terror, Disney villain character opportunities, and a special Spooky Day collectible lanyard badge and limited edition pin. So I know you guys want this badge.
Okay, seriously, I want to ride Tower 13 times in a row without stopping. Who's with me?
Wow.
Like, not even kidding. Let's do this. It'll be amazing.
This is going to open bar and unlimited Tower of Terror rides.
Yes. Come on. I mean, know that there are people listening who are going to go to this event who will ride this with me 13 times in a row. I know there are.
This is insane.
James, like, nah.
That's not going to be me. But So Roxy will lead that part of the tour.
My eight is my top. I've ridden Tower of Terror 8 times in a row. That's my, like, my most that I've ever done it.
Oh, wow.
So I feel like 13 is a good number.
Oh, works. Do you know how many different ride sequences there are?
Six.
There's only six? I thought it was more. Okay.
Or maybe it is eight. Maybe it's eight. I don't know. That's it. So six or eight. Something like that.
But the party is, I believe it's from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Don't quote me on that. It definitely starts at 10.
This is going to be amazing, you guys. It's going to be so much fun. So much fun.
So that's that. So also, they're going to be having meetups in the park. And I assume it's Magic Kingdom. It is Magic Kingdom. During the event. And this is an opportunity for all you Disney bounders out there to show your spooky Disney bounding side. That's they're really pushing that aspect of this as far as their meetups and their photo ops and all that stuff. There's not too much more info on that, but they close out the event on Sunday morning with the Frightful Feast character breakfast. And this is a character breakfast where our pals Mickey and Minnie will be dressed in their haunted attire. So for all you character collectors out there, and I know a lot of you.
Including me.
This is a rare treat because I don't even recall seeing them a photo opportunities for them dressed in these clothes at Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. It may or may not have happened, but if it did, it certainly was not both of them. That's for sure.
No, I know in Disneyland during the Halloween season, you can get pictures with like the Fab Five in their like Halloween outfits.
Right.
It was quite a few years ago, but the last time I was at Mickey's Not So Scary in Florida, they were not out in those outfits to take pictures with.
Yeah.
So like if you collect character pictures, the Tower of Terror party with the villains and then the character breakfast, like that is it right there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, if it's the villains at the party, I think that would be great because there'll be so few people there. I really feel like you really get to like spend time talking with them, which is what I personally enjoy doing.
Me too. Absolutely. Like, especially like Lady Tremaine and the stepsisters. If you've ever interacted with them in the park, like they're super fun. The Evil Queen is super fun to interact with, you know, so it'll be nice to do it on like a smaller scale where it's more personal and whatnot.
And then, or mingle, you know, you mingle with, you talk to them and mingle a little bit and come back, talk to them again.
I'm so excited.
I don't know, man. I mean, if there was ever an event that was more aligned with Creepy Kingdom, I don't know what it is like this.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure they wanted to try to do something at the Haunted Mansion and they just weren't able to, but I know that Tower of Terror, you know, that anyone could do this for anything you want for a price.
Right.
But, you know, I've known other people that have had private parties at Tower of Terror, so this is something that is able to. But I haven't – but this is – there's a little more there, too, than the average party because –
This is different from the other stuff that – like that I've heard about and seen, you know, with the open bar and the villain, especially with the villains, like the villain character photo ops. I've seen photos of people who have done like after hours parties at the tower and like, I don't think I've ever seen photos where like they brought the characters out.
Nor have I.
Yeah, no, like I'm trying to think about it. I'm like, no, I have not actually.
So This is awesome. They have more things that they're going to announce that I don't even know about. They're going to have several other panels and maybe other live things going on there. So this is going to be jam packed, you know, full of stuff. So, I mean, that's, and again, this is like the primary reason why we're doing this tour at this point was because we're kind of sandwiching it around this this event. I mean, it would be awesome just to go and do this tour and just go to the theme parks, but this is such a rare occasion. I mean, you know, who knows if this is the beginning of an annual event or not? I mean, I don't know, but. I mean, hopefully it is, but we don't know. All we know is that this is happening, and I mean, this is exciting. So
it is. It is. It's just like, and I don't know, it's kind of blow you away exciting, in my opinion. But
yeah. So, but other than that, that's
can't
it.
Wait.
You can get tickets to the event by going to spookydayintheparks.com. The tickets are now on sale. The private party is not included, and the character breakfast is not included in the general price. Those are separately ticketed events. But the screening, the live show, the bazaar, all taking place at Coronado Springs, is all included in that ticket and the other panels that are to come. So just a disclaimer there, say that's not one price. It's not like everybody that's going to Spooky Day gets to go to this Tower of Terror party.
No.
That would be a little much. So very exciting stuff. They end their event Sunday morning, but we keep it rolling.
Like we do.
So we do not have an itinerary set up. There's certain things I want to hit and get going here, but I will say that on the 24th, that Sunday, we will be going to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. You froze there. Are you with me?
I'm here. We've got Spooky Days, and we've got all of that, and then their thing ends on Sunday with the character breakfast. So we're doing the character breakfast, and then Sunday night we get to go to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Yes, that's how Creepy Tour is kicking off their trips to the parks. Now I will say, if you want to go to the parks during Spooky Day and you didn't take place in their events or to go to Magic Kingdom, clearly you're free to do that, but we're not going to be doing anything. The Creepy Tour is not going to be doing anything during Spooky. We're just going to be doing our events and trying to survive that. But the guided tour continues on the 24th with Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, which I don't know why Spooky Day didn't include this in their things, but I guess they're like, we have too much going on already.
People are busy, all right? Busy.
But we don't have too much going on, so we're... Oh, my God. What? Just thinking about experiencing these, like, this week, it just puts a stupid smile on my face.
Right? It's going to be amazing. And I, like, I'm super excited, and every event sounds amazing, but in the back of my head, as we're going through this podcast and as I'm looking at the schedule, because remember, you guys, most of this I found out about last night or today, right now, okay? So all I've got going on in the back of my head is, how on earth am I going to get so many outfit changes done?
That's a problem.
And still be on this tour. Like, I'm gonna need to bring an assistant with a suitcase. Like that, just with one of those little rolly suitcases
and a pop-up screen.
No, it's cool. There are bathrooms. It just at the same time you pee, you do a wardrobe change. That's how it works.
Wow.
So yeah, you guys, if you see me walking around with someone with a suitcase like that, that's my assistant.
So every
helping me out.
Is this going to be like every time you see her, you're going to wear a different outfit? Miss Piggy? Every time you see Miss Piggy,
yes.
She's like, she's got a whole different wardrobe.
Yeah, Miss Piggy's my spirit animal. Come on, you got to have a different wardrobe. You have to have a different outfit option for each event. It's going to be amazing.
Well, I'll never get bored of you wearing the same thing, I guess.
Right?
Why, right? But usually we're the same thing all day, but now we're talking about like multiple outfits a day. Man, how exciting.
Most people wear the same thing all day.
Sorry.
Okay. Most people wear the same thing all day. And I don't see anything wrong with that, but personally, I feel like I need at least two outfits a day for this entire trip, if not more.
Well, we're probably going to need it. It's going to be hot and sweaty. So Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. Clearly, this is the best thing to go to. It's as creepy as Disney gets. I don't know why they call it Not So Scary. But one of the,
because they want people to bring their kids,
I guess. But Disneyland doesn't do that. So, whatever. That's a different conversation why they call it that. But what is so scary, and what I'm very, you know, one of the highlights for me going to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party is visiting the Haunted Mansion. During that time, all the butlers and maids have zombie ghoul makeup. They're super creepy. There's a ghost on the hill talking to the people. The entire Liberty Square is basically becomes Haunted Mansion land as the theme is heard throughout. What's super fun. Oh, it's just so sweet.
Wait.
I believe they're bringing back the Hocus Pocus show again this year.
Yay! Oh, I wanted to see it so bad.
I believe so. But it's very entertaining. There's trick-or-treating, which I guess you can do if you feel like it. We're going to have a little bit of a – I think we're going to have meetups. I'm going to have a strict itinerary because we want – you know, it is a kind of a free-roaming event. There's picture opportunities if that's what you're into. Some people wait all night for that. Hallowishes fireworks show, Booty You Parade. I think that's
with it. The Headless Horseman.
Headless Horseman coming on down the road there. And of course, the attractions are open. And I would say with limited wait, but it's not really true. In the past, I've been heard, oh, man, not too many people go to Mickey's Not So Scary, so there's not really much of a wait. I'm just like, every time I've gone, I wouldn't have even known that it was like a Halloween party, like with the attendance. Like, it's just like,
wow, really?
Yeah, like it is packed. So, you know.
Well, the last time I went to the Disney World one, it was very much like, because we went all day long. And the difference between during the day and the Halloween party was huge. We didn't wait longer than 5 minutes for a single ride.
Yeah, I mean, that's not true. I mean, no, sorry. That's not true. Not, let's say you're lying. So that wasn't true for me. It wasn't like super long. I mean, it was like half an hour tops, but it wasn't what you described, which is what I've heard from people, is that it's pretty much a walk-on to all the rides, and it's just...
Well, I think that they also, they sell more tickets now. They let more people in, so...
Yeah, I think they put capacity at a different level, and it'd probably sell out. Maybe it was sold out the nights that I went. I don't know, but it was. I've gone to the Walt Disney World twice, and it was both have been pretty packed, to say the least. But yeah, we gotta hit it up. You can wear a costume, so if that's something you're into doing, this is the opportunity. I think this is the only chance on the whole tour to wear a costume, so because there's no costumes allowed in Universal or Halloween Horror Nights. Or...
Right. Remember that. That is, it's actually really important. There are no costume events on the tour except for Mickey's Not So Scary Party. If you show up at Halloween Horror Nights in a costume, they will not let you in. I looked.
Right. Oh, but you know, I'm thinking about it. If you don't go inside the parks during Spooky Day, you could dress up to go to Spooky Day, but
yes,
you won't be able to get inside
the
park. Yeah, at the hotel, yeah.
But, you know, like with the Spooky Day meet and greet day in the Magic Kingdom, you know, costumes are not allowed, but they do encourage Disney bounding. And if you don't know what that is, you should Google it because it's amazing. And like for the Universal thing, Universal does allow you to wear like your house colors for Harry Potter and stuff like that. So you can't do costumes, but if you are like me and you love to get creative and theme your outfits, you can do that.
Yeah. So there's lots of opportunities for expressing yourself via fashion. There's many opportunities, but this is the only time a Halloween costume you can wear to that. Mickey's Not So Scary.
Or you can go James's route and you can wear clothes that are comfortable and casual and like actually meant for running around Disney World.
Yeah. I mean, I usually don't really dress up. I will be dressing up somewhat for this Tower of Terror party because that's a dress to impress event.
Oh, you guys. Oh, I'm telling you right now, this boy's going to dress up. Okay. Okay. Even if I have to just add things on to his normal outfits to theme it better, he will match me.
I'm going to match you. Wow. Wow.
That's right. We are the hosts, and therefore it's going to happen.
Don't worry. I will. I was just saying. I'll put on something. But anyways, that's that. After that, we have the 25th. And that day is when we're going to be doing a grand circle tour of Walt Disney World, probably minus Magic Kingdom.
Because we'll do it the night before.
Yeah. There's a possibility that we might get a little bit of another park in on Sunday before Not So Scary. I haven't done the itinerary yet, but that seems like a bit much. So with the character breakfast and then...
yeah.
And then some people might be changing hotels or whatever. You know I know I am because I'm not staying at Coronado the whole time. I'm just so
people might want to go and put on Halloween costumes and that kind of stuff for Mickey's Not So Scary or take a nap before Mickey's Not So Scary. Like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see. But yeah, we're gonna get it in there. We're gonna do some things. You know, we got to visit Pandora. Food and wine will be going on. And, of course, we want to hit up all the creepy attractions in all the parks, you know, together as a family.
I'm super excited for food and wine. Like, I'm not even going to lie. The last time that I was at Disney World during food and wine, I was on a super, super, restrictive diet. And I could not eat or drink anything that they were offering. And I'm like, I'm stupid excited to be able to go back and actually experience the Food and Wine Festival.
Well, there you go. We'll get your Disney gift cards ready. That's a lot of people like to do. They buy a Disney gift card. They just use it for the booths so that they just, you know, when it runs out, then they're done.
Yeah, that's
snacks.
A really good idea.
Yeah, yeah. So get your gift cards ready. Have some good times. After hours, we want to hit up these awesome themed bars. If you want to keep the party going, we're going to keep it going. We're going to, you know, there's the Hangar Bar. It's a new to Disney Springs. Loosely themed off Indiana Jones. It's themed to a pilot that he ran into. So it's very loosely themed that, but it's but it's a very...
It's like adventure-themed, adventurer.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very cool in there. And there's... I think there's interactive things to do in there. Not super heavily, but, you know, whatever. One of my favorite places that's new that I went to last year, definitely a staple on any creepy tour, any trip to Walt Disney World from now on, is the Abracadabra Bar, which is at the Boardwalk, a magic-themed bar. They've got amazing themed drinks. I had a drink that changed colors.
It's hella cool.
Yeah, I was all, they have a drink called Pepper's Ghost. What was the, oh, it was called the one that changed colors was called the Conjurita.
Nice.
Like, it was so great. You poured it and then you poured it back. I had to say a magic word and then you poured it back in and it was a totally different color. magic is real, guys, and it lives here at the Abracadabra Bar. We're going to hit that up. And, of course, we got to hit up Trader Sam's, which is at the Polynesian. Word to wise for us West Coasters, this is not the same level.
This is not the Trader Sam's that you know from Disneyland.
If you're sure in West Coaster, or have you been to there before. But it's better than nothing. So... So some people don't get to go to that one. So, of course, you know, we don't have to pry people of the Trader Sam's experience. So we're going to work all that stuff in there. Oh, I forgot to mention, too, that was it even on here? No. Holy crap. I skipped two things on the Universal part of it, too. Some after-hours events. But I guess it ties in with our after-hours chunk right here. On the night we get in, I plan to have a group dinner at the Toothsome Chocolate Emporium, which is at Universal City Walk. And if you have not heard of this
place
is going to blow your mind. Roxy, click on that link that I sent.
Okay. I'm clicking.
Just click on that link and just take a look at this place. Be such a great place to start a meal. I haven't gotten to eat there yet. We wanted to go last year, But the wait was too long before Halloween Horror Nights, so we ended up not being able to go. So I'm very eagerly looking forward to visiting the Toothsome Chocolate Emporium Savory Feast Kitchen.
Wow, this place looks crazy.
Everyone gather around the computer.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
So we're having dessert for dinner?
No,
we're having steampunk dessert for dinner. Yeah, that's what you're telling me.
Yeah, I mean they have food there too, but yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, okay. They have dessert for dinner. All right. So then after that, we're gonna go off property to a place called the Joysticks Arcade. It's an 80s theme arcade, because most of them are. It's 21 and over. Free play in the video games. Amazing photo opportunities for 80s theme things, including a Haunted Mansion.
Ooh.
Backdrop. They have a Ghostbusters thing where you can take a picture with Slimer.
Oh, that's hella cool.
They have a Barbie thing. I'm not sure exactly what was in that. I can't see the picture right now. I'm just going off memory. But I know they have a Barbie thing there.
Barbie?
A Barbie photo opportunity.
I want to go to a Barbie photo opportunity. Wonderful.
We got to hit this up. This place is just...
And Slimer. I'm taking a picture of Slimer. How cool is that?
This place is less than a year old. So I didn't get to experience it in my last trip. It's a must visit. A great after hours event.
Neat.
And another.
It looks really cool.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Just to, you know, even to go there for a little, have a few drinks. They have a drink called Foolish Mortal, I believe. I think I saw it on the menu. So very appropriate.
Neat.
Very appropriate.
And this is awesome. This place looks really, really cool.
Yeah, good stuff coming there.
Okay, I will look at this later. We have to record. We're recording. Right. We're recording.
One last thing. Another After Hours Universal thing off property is we're going to go to a place. I think it's called the Sideshow. Just called Sideshow. Yeah, it's Sideshow Bar and Restaurant. So it's a circus sideshow themed bar and restaurant in a plaza filled with six other themed bars and restaurants. So in case you're like, circus isn't for me, but that's where we're going to go.
I feel like James is just creating like wardrobe challenges at this point. Okay, so we're going to go to this 80s themed place and it's got all these different themes. And then we're going to go to a circus themed place and it's got all these different themes. And I'm thinking to myself, uh-oh, how many outfits do I need?
Well, start counting.
Oh, I am. Oh, as soon as we're done with this podcast, I'm starting my planning.
You know what would be cool, too, is if for one, we're definitely going to have a private group for everyone that signs up for the tour. But maybe we can have a separate private group for all the people that want to join you and have group discussions on outfits or something. Is that something that you would like to?
I could absolutely do that. I was actually thinking that earlier. Like if people want to talk about costumes and outfits and stuff like that, let's do it. I'll make a group for that.
Cool. Yeah. I didn't want to just assume that you would do that. I just wanted to ask you on the show like I usually do.
I didn't want to put you on the spot, but I'm going to put you on the spot.
You're like, hell no, I ain't doing that. I don't know. I'm not doing it, so I just figured that you would do it.
Down. Hell it down.
But I'll be in the group because I want to see what you guys are talking about. Fun stuff. So so that's everything that we're doing. Through our partners with Storybook Destinations, we're going to have group rates available, discount tickets to the theme parks, all this stuff. So I know at this point you're saying, James, yes, I am sold. How can I do this? This is what's happening as of right now. We're recording this and releasing it on August 11th, 2017. This is what's happening right now. As of right now, we are formulating all the little nooks and crannies there for all the pricing and all that stuff. Storybook Destinations is working around the clock to get this figured out. But we need people to for our waiting list. This is a no obligation waiting list. You send us an email, ckcreepytour@gmail.com. And as soon as we have this information, you'll be the first to get it. Then it will go live on creepytour.com. Creepytour.com is not a separate website. It is a link that will bring you to a landing page on creepykingdom.com that will have all the info. That's how you do it. And you, again, you could pick and choose what you want to be a part of and what you don't. But as far as booking the hotel at our discounted rates, this is the way to do it. It's our group rates. I mean,
yeah. And again, the list, it is, you are not, if you sign up for the list, you are not committing to doing the whole thing or anything. You are signing up to get information.
Get information first.
Yes, about this event before anybody else gets it. So,
because again, it has to be cut off at a certain number because there's only so many of us that we can all
right? go. There's only so many people we can take on this tour. So we only have a certain number of spots, and we really want to make sure that the Creepy Kingdom listeners get those spots before, you know, just the other people that are looking for cool stuff to do for the Halloween season and creepy Disney stuff and whatnot. So we really, really want to make sure that the Creepy Kingdom listeners get to do it first.
That's right. Well, I think that we've covered everything. This is,
I think so.
This is incredible, guys.
I'm going to go plan some outfits.
All right, we'll get these groups started.
Do this.
We'll get everything going. We have separate social media that we've created for Creepy Tour. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the usual suspects. But we'll be posting a little bit about it on the Creepy Kingdom stuff. But we're going to be, as far as all the fun details and all the getting you pumped and the daily countdowns once we hit that month mark, all that stuff.
Yep. Look for it. Go follow Creepy Tour on Instagram. It's CK Creepy Tour.
Yeah, it's CK Creepy Tour on everything, on all the social media, on the email, but it's just creepytour.com
for the website.
For the website. Yep.
So yeah, go check it out. Follow, sign up, wait for information. It's going to be amazing. Join the groups on Facebook. We'll post about them on our, like, obviously on the Creepy Kingdom, but probably also on our personal accounts. So if you need to find it real quick, you know, that's the easy way to do it. Like, come hang out with us.
What's going to be the name of your outfit planning group?
I haven't decided yet.
Okay.
It's only been 2 minutes. I don't know. Maybe it'll be like CK Creepy Outfits.
All right. Man, this brand is just taken over. Pretty, you know, we're gonna start our own fashion line. You know, we're not gonna be stopped.
That's it. Okay, it's gonna be CK Creepy Closet.
Creepy Closet. Oh boy.
Go.
So I will end this by saying this. This, you know, is hopefully the beginning of not just an annual Orlando trip, but we want to do creepy tours various places and not just theme parks. You know,
yeah.
I think
haunted places around the country would be amazing.
Just throwing some stuff out there, and that's the first time Roxy's hearing any of this.
As usual.
Salem, Massachusetts trip.
Yes!
Yeah.
Oh, he speaks to my soul, you guys.
New Orleans trip. Obviously, that was a given.
You know that's my favorite city in the world.
Yep. Also, I would like to do a condensed but similar thing in SoCal for some of the Halloween events, which may or may not happen this year, but it would be in October. So we just got to get through this one first. This is kind of occupying our time. So that may or may not happen this year, but you know, creepy tours, going to cool areas, and taking group trips, that's something that it's been a dream of mine, and this is the first, you know, event that we're kicking off, And I we're kind of kicking off with a bang. I wish someone would present this tour to me. Like, if I was just going through my life and not doing anything, not doing the podcast, just being a fan, and someone's like, bam, here's all this stuff. I would sell my kidney to go to this.
Right?
But that's me. But anyways.
I was going to say, I actually have friends who are considering selling their kidneys to go to this event. So, look at that.
This is a kidney-selling event.
So. Kidney-selling event. Woo!
That'll be the quotes for, you know, for press quotes. It's like, I literally sold my kidney to go on the creepy tour.
Right.
All right.
All right. Well, yeah, go check us out on social media, check out the website, get on the list. If you're even a little bit interested, if you think even maybe you might be able to swing doing this, sign up. So that we can get you the information and whatnot, because if you want to do this, we don't want you to miss out on it.
Yeah, just sign up to get the info, and we'll get the info to you, and we'll, you know, you'll see what you could do. Like, again, everyone's got different budgets and time restraints, but
it's very pick and choose. Yeah. You do not have to do everything. You can do one thing. You can do all the things. We want to be able to work with everyone, so everyone can experience this with us in some way.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Roxy.
Thanks.
All right. CreepyTour.com for the info, or go to CreepyKingdom.com for the info as well. We'll see you on the Creepy Tour. One last time, that website is CreepyTour.com. Email us if you would like to be on the list to get the information first about the pricing. That's ckcreepytour@gmail.com. This is going to be so, so, so awesome, you guys. So awesome. But if you want to contact us about something other than Creepy Tour, you can email us here at creepykingdom@gmail.com. And for show notes, links to all of our social media, videos, all that fun stuff, just go to creepykingdom.com. Well, until next time,
see you on the Creepy Tour.
I have to go now. It is midnight. Pleasant dreams.